Consumers see the high cost of grain reflected in products on grocery shelves. Farmers, too, are feeling the pinch when they try to buy feed for their livestock. Farmers want to plant what's profitable, so with grain prices high, many are switching crops to corn or wheat. As a result, the hay supply is smaller. Bruce Jones is Farm Extension Management Specialist with UW-Madison.
Right now, some farmers are struggling finding getting access to forages like hay. Not only is it tough to get, but when they do find it, it's very expensive.
To help farmers with high feed prices, the federal government has opened up conservation reserve land for haying and grazing. Jones says there are rules to lessen the impact on wildlife and hunter prey. For instance, there are times when grazing is not allowed because animals are nesting.
So they protect that, and they only can graze at a certain level, at maybe 75% of what would normally be stocking rate. So they're making sure that they can preserve the land and not have it be damaged.
Farmers can still collect their conservation reserve payments under the temporary change allowing haying and grazing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.